Weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge 105.
The Gadget Guide.
I've suddenly thought, in the forthcoming rebranding, I wonder if we should have some sort of electrical shock or static electricity noise at the beginning of the Gadget Guide.
Only if we get it wrong.
We had a cheesy game theme for a while at way back when we started the Gadget Guide, something like 110 shows ago.
Was that in the Willett days?
It was.
Anyway, welcome along to Gadget Guide number 114. And we'll be bringing you the news from the IFA Consumer Electronics Show. That's been
IFA
going on.
IFA or IFA?
I think it's IFA.
IFA.
Okay. Speak to the man in the broadcast journalism.
The man who's been to IFA.
Did you know who opened it? The first show was opened by the then Chancellor of Germany.
I thought you were going to say it was you.
No. The first one was in the 1930s. Opened by the then Chancellor of Germany who went on to do other things.
That Chancellor.
Right.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Maybe not you.
No.
Anyway, that's been going on in Berlin. As usual, though, we'll have a quick look at some of the other technology news. The first bit from Microsoft, they've announced the next version of Windows 10.
So this is version 5, effectively, of Windows 10?
It is, because, of course, with Windows 10, they basically declared that was going to be the last Windows version number.
Similar to Mac, Apple's
yes.
Mac OS
OS X 10, yes. Exactly. Yes. They stopped at 10 and they've just been incrementing the little bit to the right. Windows are doing the same. And as usual, they're doing two releases a year. This one is going to be the fall creators release.
Fall as in autumn.
Fall as in autumn if you're
fall
American.
Fall as in American, yes.
Yes. Hopefully so, not fall as in over.
It'll either be build 1709 or 1710. No one's quite sure which yet because there's a bit of fluidity. Apparently the Windows releases look like 1709 and the Xbox releases look like 1710.
Now, if I was going to make a guess, they haven't confirmed the dates yet.
They have.
Oh, have they now?
17th of October.
I was going to say, is that by any chance aligning with the Microsoft Ignite? No, it's not.
No,
that's,
it's not.
That's a little earlier, 25th to 29th of September. That's their big developer conference.
17th of October is what they've said that Windows 10 will have the big upgrade.
Okay, interesting.
So it will come to your PC. It'll
whether you want it or not, almost.
Well, you'll have about a month of being able to say, don't give it to me now.
Right.
And home users will then get... We're going to do it.
Yep.
Corporate users can defer it and block it and all sorts of things just so they can do some testing of all of their software.
But of course, at that point, if you don't install it within the first year or so,
you
then
lose
you
support
start,
for the version that you're
exactly,
on.
Exactly. You start losing security updates and that sort of thing.
I mean, we've spoken about it in the past. It's always worth updating. But if you have any specific hardware that is unique and custom, so you've added something to your PC that isn't average or normal,
you might want to test it first.
Having a backup so that you can go back just in case. Yes, it's normally drivers of hardware are the biggest issues. Most software seems to be fine.
Yeah, of course it will. You know, do set aside time for a cup of coffee when you do it, because these big updates tend to be an hour or so.
And make sure you're on an internet connection where you're not paying for the bandwidth. So
that's very true as well. Yes, Julian's nodding very enthusiastically.
Don't do
over
this
that.
Over a cellular data connection because that's going to be expensive. Make sure you've got good broadband, and like you said, a couple of hours. It will have probably about 6 or 7 reboots of your PC, and then be done.
Okay, well, that's Microsoft. On the Apple side of things, if you like your fruit, the iPhone 8, there's some rumours about that.
Well, it's all a rumour at the moment. They've got a big launch event next week on Tuesday that they've been sending out invitations to all the press saying, something's getting launched.
We're not telling you
every
what.
Every time Apple do something's getting launched about this time of the year, it's a new phone.
Yeah.
Or a new...
New tablets sometimes, the iPad, yeah.
They've sort of stopped doing MacBooks, really.
Yes, yeah. they did do the update, was it last year or the year before? The ones
last
with,
year.
With the fancy touch bar that lights up
like
above your keyboard.
Julian's wafting
and taking the escape key away and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, you haven't got Nyan Cat running on yours, have you? So that it can just run across the top, then do something more useful.
Got what?
Okay, we'll have to. We'll
give you something else to install.
Yeah, like a cartoon cat on your keyboard.
I like that.
So the rumours are an iPhone 8.
Yep.
The rumours are it'll be £1,000 phone.
Oh wow!
Somewhat sounds like Samsung with their Note 8 being a £900 phone. Well, £865 I think is about the current pre-order price.
Yep.
Interestingly, Samsung are already saying their pre-orders are outstripping all their previous phones ever.
Despite the price?
Yep.
So, I'm intrigued as to where that's going to stop.
I know. How expensive can you make a phone or a handheld device
before people
go,
won't buy it?
Yeah.
Fair enough. So what?
I think they're just proving that their number's higher than you expect.
What toys do you get for your £1,000 then on the iPhone 8?
You get the new iPhone 8.
Right.
You get the bragging rights.
That's true.
So they're talking about having a bigger screen but smaller body. So they're working out how to get the screen to the edge like Samsung have done.
Yeah.
They're talking about, well, it'll be the 10th anniversary edition. So whether it'll look prettier, don't know.
Yeah.
They think that there might be a gold version.
Okay, we've had the rose gold before, haven't we?
Yeah, this will be possibly blush.
Actual gold, right.
It kind of has to look different, really, doesn't it? Because everybody
Otherwise
else will be getting the same. We're getting the same software, you know, the more recent purchases.
So. True. Yeah, fair enough.
Apparently, they'll also be launching an iPhone 7S and 7S Plus, so a cheaper iPhone 7.
And this comes into, I guess, similar to what they've done with the 5C, was it?
Yep.
The cut-down version,
yeah.
Effectively.
Pretty much. So, yeah, a bunch of stuff to look out for on Tuesday. We'll be watching on Tuesday to see what they launch, and we'll talk about it on the next Gadget Guide, I'm sure.
Indeed. Facebook, this was an interesting one I spotted. It was on in Gadget reporting it initially. Facebook trying to get in on some of the action that Netflix and Amazon have done.
When you think Netflix started as a streaming company, and Amazon started streaming video, and no one thought that they would actually go out and become
creators,
production studios and make content.
And yet that's exactly what Facebook are saying they might do. Facebook may spend $1 billion on original video content in 2018. So this is starting to be interesting. This is now getting shows, entire shows, maybe entire films, commissioned for Facebook.
So it's an online platform. What's interesting is the stats are out now on how much piracy things like the latest Game of Thrones season had.
Right.
1 billion copies pirated.
But I would contrast that with how many people are paying money now for things like Netflix
and Amazon Prime
who
Video.
Weren't paying anything 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were people 5 years ago who were probably going on and illegally downloading everything.
Because it was the only way you could.
Because it was the only way short of going out and buying a physical disc, which
or,
you had to wait 3 days for.
Waiting
or
9 to 12 months for it to actually arrive in the UK instead of the US.
Exactly. Whereas now, actually, you've got a whole bunch of the population paying £10, £15 a month for Netflix plus Amazon Prime plus.
And able to sort of binge box it, watch.
Exactly. So I do wonder whether actually there's more money going into the industry.
There has to be if both Netflix and Amazon can be churning out content suddenly.
Well, what is interesting, of course, is that Facebook's got 2 billion members.
Mm-hmm.
If they're spending $1 billion just on video, that's 50 cents. That's effectively 50 pence for every single person on Facebook.
Now, we did the sums
when
Amazon launched the Grand Tour.
Yes.
As to what the production costs were per
member.
Member. And I think that worked out something like about 7 or 8 cents, US cents, per member. It wasn't high number, so Facebook are throwing a lot of money at
this. They really are getting in on that action. Very good. Well, we'll be back with all the news from IFA, or IFA, after the travel. My mind.
Temptation was too dry. I resisted the temptation to play this one the other day on another Berlin-related topic, and it's Drowning in Berlin by the Mobiles.
Welcome back to...
So I suppose we should say what is IFA, and it's...
Yes.
It's Europe's answer to the Consumer Electronics Show, which is at the beginning of the year in Vegas.
Yes, and we of course,
we
did
normally
talk
cover
about that.
What the latest toys are from that.
No doubt we'll be doing so again in January.
So it's very similar to CES, and it's got everything from Wi-Fi fridges to smartphones.
And this is very much consumer-focused as opposed to business-to-business.
Yes. So they have a public session, 1st to 6th of September, press for a couple of days before that.
I guess a little bit like the Gadget Show Live in the UK.
Very similar, yes, which sadly didn't manage to happen this year.
Really?
Yeah. They had to cancel, couldn't get funding.
Okay. Well, what are some of the most interesting discoveries then of IFA? have we had?
Yeah, lots of bits and pieces. And quite a lot of smartphone launches, which was surprising. It's
okay, because a lot of the manufacturers, the big ones at least, Samsung and Apple, tend to do their own event.
Yes. So LG certainly launched a bunch of stuff. So did Sony. Sony launched a whole herd of phones.
Okay.
After everyone saying Sony's mobile business was going away.
And are these based on Android, or are they their own operating system?
They're all Android.
They
based.
Are Android now.
So LG launched a very nice phone, the V30. Looks very, very nice dual camera phone. So this is rivaling the high-end stuff from Samsung now. Like I said, Sony, a bunch of things. And Lenovo launched a bunch of interesting stuff around VR, so virtual reality. So a mixture of stuff, quite a lot of fitness trackers. Garmin and Fitbit both showing off very nice new smartwatches that are fitness trackers first.
And of course, we had this wearable health technology a couple of years ago. It was very, very big. It seems to have carried on, doesn't it?
It has carried on. It's not like died off.
We normally get sort of 4K the 3D TVs, I think, was the most noticeable. They came and then they were definitely gone by the next year.
And all the TV manufacturers are saying, no, we don't have one in the range.
Yeah, whereas now 4K, that's normal now, isn't it? But health, fitness tracking seems to be a thing that's just persisting.
Fitness tracking has become a thing, and people are starting to wake up to the fact that they can work out what their body is doing by tracking things. And I mean, you don't actually have to go and buy a fitness tracker to get started with these things. If you've got a modern smartphone, so an iPhone or an Android device that's, you know, within 3 years old, both of them have got fitness tracking applications that you can fire up on the phone.
Perhaps not as accurate as something like a dedicated fitness tracker.
Correct.
But a good start.
You can start counting steps and seeing how much walking you do during a day. You know, now they're saying you should do 20 minutes of brisk walking every day. You can start to track those sort of things free if you've got an up-to-date smartphone. So, yeah.
I did like this one. This was on the more retro side of things, because of course another trend that happened really a year or two ago was the revival of vinyl, of old school records. And that's something again that seems to be persisting. Technics launching their SP10R record deck that looks beautiful. Now I have to say, I'm not sure how much of this comes down to it just looks gorgeous versus it actually being particularly good, because personally speaking, and I'm going to be in trouble with Johnny Five, who's just setting himself up out in the green room here, to me the attraction of vinyl is the tangibility of it. It's the looking at it, the feeling it.
Yep.
It's not the sound quality.
No.
You have to do an awful lot of hard work to get up to good CD quality audio on vinyl.
Studio quality.
Exactly.
I think it goes quite nicely with your bushy beard if you have vinyl these days.
What do you say, Junior? Should I have shaved this morning? But no, Technics have bought out an absolutely lovely looking record deck, and it's the sort of thing that would go very nicely.
It's the hipster market.
It is, but kind of quite enjoyable at the same time.
IFA had been known for quite a few years recently for being the white goods place where you're going to go and see the latest fridges, washing machines and the like, but certainly a lot more modern consumer electronics. Lots of Internet of Things connected devices, so you know, smart washing machines, smart cookers and smart fridges and so on that can all talk to the internet and do things. But lots of other tech, so things like SanDisk launched a 400 gig micro SD card.
Hang on, 400 gigabytes. This is more space than most laptops will have.
Correct.
It's several times more than most phones or tablets will have.
Correct. And able to handle 4K video.
In the size of a postage stamp.
Smaller. These are the micro SD cards, so they are, you could fit three on a postage stamp. Phenomenal amount of storage. Obviously, it's something you've got to think about, how you're going to handle that much content. Logitech.
And what you're going to do with it afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah, now you've filled it up. So where do you put it?
To make editing all that video easier, Logitech have brought out a new keyboard.
Okay.
With a knob on it.
Right.
So they put a round...
Revolutionary right there.
I think they looked at Microsoft Surface Studio, their dedicated creative workspace system, which has got a dial for you to do things like zoom.
Change colour, change brush sizes.
Skip through video and scrub through video and so on. And they put this knob on the keyboard with a whole lot of macros that plug directly into all the Adobe products straight away and into all the Office productivity suites to make all the things you'd get from a drop-down easier on a knob.
Now, I have to say, another one of the slightly retro feel, this is Olympus, the EM10 Mark III camera.
Micro Four Thirds, is it?
It does look like a Micro Four Thirds. It's certainly mirrorless, which would fit with the MFT lenses, but very much styled old school. So this is what you would have expected your classic, perhaps Leica, it hasn't got the red dot, but yeah, your classic 35mm film camera. It's got the little pop-up hinged flash on top of it. But they're trying to tempt you away from the smartphone, because of course most people nowadays just carry a decent smartphone with a decent camera on it.
Yeah.
That's what they use to take photos, certainly true for me most of the time. But they're trying to really bring the joy back to photography whilst keeping all of the convenience of digital.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at about £500, not too bad.
Pretty
620
good,
if you want a sort of standard kit lens with it. That's not an outrageously expensive camera. If it's good, and it does certainly look like it. It's got 4K video recording, for example.
And you can put a 400 gig micro SD card.
Exactly, you can put one of
yep. SanDisk, yeah.
And at the same time, it's got some really good image stabilization. So traditionally, you had three axis. That means sort of you can move it left, you can move it up and down, you move it forwards and backwards. They've pushed that up to five axis, which is left, right, up, down, forwards, back, and also turning it.
Okay.
So you've got the rotational axes as
very
well.
Nice.
So that could be really interesting to see how well that works.
Yeah, you want to work
in more challenging
strap it
conditions.
To you for an action cam type use. Of course, now you're creating the 4K content. There was lots of 4K tellies.
Of course.
And some really, really stunning displays. I mean, you are talking about stuff that goes up to ridiculous pricing, but looks wonderful.
It's when the price just says to be confirmed that you know you need to worry.
When the price is five digits pounds, yes. You know, it's pricey stuff. Also, 4K projectors now getting into the more affordable bracket. Some 4K projectors coming in now at the sort of price bracket that the high-end tellies are coming in at, but giving you that option of a 200-inch screen.
Okay, so this is now well under the £10,000 mark, which is where they were a year ago.
Around £5,000 now for 4K projectors.
So clearly premium offering,
yes.
But now something that you might think about if that was a serious pastime.
Well, if you're wanting that 150, 200-inch screen with 4K on it, it's now becoming something that you can realistically look at getting.
Very good. Well, we'll be keeping our eye on that. What else have we got coming up? We've got the iPhone launch coming up in a couple of weeks' time, as we've mentioned.
Well, Tuesday.
Talking about that
Tuesday.
On the next Gadget Guide as
and
well.
The Note 8 will be shipping in a couple of weeks' time as well.
Yes, so hopefully without any flames, as they had a couple of models back.
Thank you, guys. I used to go to IFA in the sort of mid to late 90s and into the early 2000s. And when I was going, the big TV companies would take some of their regular daily shows there. The sort of the German television equivalent of This Morning would be hosted from a park within within the fairgrounds. And they would have some big stars there as well. I remember one year, I forget where I was going from one stand to another. Sony would take a whole exhibition hall and it would just be Sony stuff. But I remember going in one year, and I couldn't get to where I was going because it was blocked, because a whole load of German teenagers wanted to see Robbie Williams, who was making an appearance on the stand of one of the German commercial TV channels.
Wow.
Interesting. And of course, interesting, now that this is that would be an easier than ever thing to do with modern broadcast technology, and yet presumably
they pulled out, which is what led to the fridges and all the white goods, which are now sort of usurped again by the stuff you were talking about.
Switching back.
So it's interesting. Mr. Whiteside, next door, hello.
It's all a bit after my time, you know.
Get the final facts ready.
World was in black and white in my day. Yeah.
Stone tablets.
4K,
though.
Nothing wrong with the final facts. You can photocopy it. There's your backup. Right, so coming up after six, I'm in a 90s mood tonight.
Ah, 90s
good choice.
Mood.
Okay.
90s mood tonight.
Any Pet Shop Boys for Rob?
Huh?
Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, do you know, I hadn't, but as you're here.
It was the anniversary of one of their albums, Mark pointed out the other day.
Oh, no, nobody knows that and gets away with it. Right, so I'll find you some Pet Shop Boys. So join me after six. Lines will be open. You can change my mind if you want to. I'll see you then.
Okay, that's the weekend warm-up in 4:05 Lines, broadcasting after 6 o'clock.
With my aerial.
Hey. A14 northbound at Lulworth, queuing traffic at Junction 28, which is Robins Lane. Congestion on the M11 back to Junction 12, the Cambridge turning. Traffic congestion, then it's moving into the roadworks, which isn't particularly helping. A505 eastbound at the Imperial War Museum. Slow traffic there between Crissall Road and M11 Junction 10 at Duxford. And busy too around Lensfield Road, Hills Road, Mowbray Road, Pern Road, and, of course, the Fen Causeway. I think the cows are still there, though. If they've got any sense, they're probably sitting down at the moment, given the rain. Monday could be interesting to Rob and Lawrence. We'll be speaking to one of the students involved in the Solar Power Challenge, which is going right the way across Australia.
I've bumped into them a few times at various expos and keep on offering them to come in and talk to us on the Gadget Guide.
There we go. As long as the clouds clear before then, it'll
be fine. That'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be sunny in Australia, which is where they're going. Thanks very much, everyone. See you Monday at 4:00.